The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for April is a devotional resource for middle school and high school teens titled Words of Strength and Promises. Topics include addiction, anxiety, being Christian, peer pressure, sexuality, and more. Learn more about Words of Strength and Promises at IssuesETC.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. A great confirmation and graduation gift, Words of Strength and Promises, The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we play with our listeners as often as possible at the end of a broadcast week. On this Friday, April the 9th, we'll play it with you. We got four soundbites to play for you. We'll play them, and then it's your turn. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And the listeners with the best vote get the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem baptism keepsake. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number one this week comes from Scott Walter. Is Black Lives Matter a civil rights organization?
I don't think that's fair to say, because in fact, of course, anyone who has studied the history of civil rights knows that there was a real split back in the 60s and ever since, namely between the Martin Luther Kings of the world, who cared about civil rights within America's great tradition. King wanted America to live up to its ideals. But even then, you had the split with people like Stokely Carmichael, who, by the way, coined the term we now use of systemic racism. Carmichael had contempt for King. He left America, went to Africa, renamed himself after two different genocidal Marxist-Leninist tyrants in Africa. He wanted violence. He wanted total destruction of what America was about. And that is the tradition that the leaders of Black Lives Matter really come out of. They don't come out of Martin Luther King, let's treat everyone honorably and equally and justly under the law.
That's soundbite number one, Scott Walter. Is Black Lives Matter a civil rights organization? You can vote for it live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a vote via Twitter at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Will Whedon. What if a Lutheran abandons the historic liturgy?
Well, the first thing I'd ask is, what Lutheran doctrine is it that you're actually embarrassed about? Because certainly there is a Lutheran doctrine that they are embarrassed about that leads them to want to scuttle the liturgy and the hymns. Because they're, all of our faith is embedded in the Lutheran liturgy and the Lutheran hymns. And again, I want to stress this. Lutheran, when I say Lutheran liturgy, that's the historic Christian liturgy, right? I mean, it's not simply the possession of the Lutheran church. And our hymnic treasure is just way beyond. I mean, it's just not only written by Lutherans. It's written by Christians across centuries. But the Lutherans have always used and experienced these as true confessions of the Christian faith. And if there's people that are uncomfortable with it, maybe it starts right at the beginning. I'm uncomfortable saying that I am a poor, miserable sinner and that I deserve God's temporal and eternal punishment for my sins, or that I'm by nature sinful and unclean. Is that the problem? Are we embarrassed by original sin? Well, then we need to front up to that and say, okay, I don't like to admit this. Hey, I had a field worker once that he wrote a really fine sermon. I worked with him on it. He went back to his home congregation. And do you know what the pastor there told him? He said, you cannot tell people that they're sinners because it makes them feel bad about themselves. So we need to drop that language. And I'm like, I can tell you what's not being used at that parish. They're not saying the confession of sins from the liturgy, because that would make people feel bad about themselves.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon. What if a Lutheran abandons the historic liturgy? Vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. Nancy Almodovar, the Apostles' Creed as a defense of the Christian faith.
Now, when unbelievers come to us, even when the kids on our cul-de-sac come to me, I get nervous because I'm presenting to them the word of life through the words of life. And so I get nervous. When we get nervous, when we're trying to defend the faith or proclaim it, we forget. And that's typical. But if we have the Apostles' Creed memorized in our mind and in our heart, the Holy Spirit can pull that up at the point we need it to be able to then disseminate what is taught in the Scriptures and what is to be believed about God the Father, about God the Son, and about God the Holy Spirit. It's like a ready-made testimony that we can give. If we end up all tongue-tied and knees knocking and hands sweating and the elephants running through our stomach, we can say the Apostles' Creed. We can recite it in our brains and then go, yes, this is the point. Yes, okay, here's an answer for why I believe that. Here's an answer to what I believe about that. And each statement, each of the three parts, enables us to stay on point. And it also helps us to keep it short. Because most people have a 20, 30 second attention span. It helps us to keep the message short and bring them the gospel. And I always tell the people on my apologetics course that I run online, five words is all you need to remember, and it's right in the middle of the Apostles' Creed. Christ died for our sins. That's all you need to remember, just those five words, and bring that out, and that's the point of defending the faith and answering their questions.
That is soundbite number three, Dr. Nancy Almodovar, on the Apostles' Creed as a defense of the Christian faith. Vote for that one live this Friday afternoon, April the 9th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four for you. And after we've done that, we'll take a break and we'll start taking your phone calls, 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number four is from Dr. Arthur Just on the Easter hymn, Jesus Lives, the Victory's Won.
Many years ago, when our children were in elementary school, one of them brought home a banner that says, Jesus Lives, the Victory's Won. And every year on our front door, my wife hangs that. It's very dear to us. I think it is because it is the greatest proclamation of the Christian faith. The fact that Christ has been raised from the dead and conquered death by his death is what distinguishes us from any other religion. It is the heart of our faith, and in these days in which death is all around us, and many people are grieving the loss of loved ones and friends, we need to proclaim this to the world. And we need to show the confidence that this confession of faith gives us as Christians. I pray that this Easter season will be a wonderful time to reflect on what makes us Christian, that we have been baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ and risen to a life that never ends, and that this is what is our chief identity in this world of ours. And I pray that it will be a great comfort to those who have lost loved ones, that death perhaps was appalling, perhaps it was a gloomy portal, but even more, that death, because of Christ's death and resurrection, is the gate of life immortal.
That is soundbite number four, Dr. Arthur Just on the Easter hymn, Jesus Lives, the Victory Won. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Send us your email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember, we need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE. Stay tuned. Join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club during the 50 days of Easter, and we'll send you Pastor Will Wheaton's new children's book, They Shall Never Perish, in addition to other membership benefits like shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran church. Find out more about our monthly or annual giving program on the donate page at issuesetc.org or by giving us a call, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
When it comes to serving their neighborhood, what could two churches 2,400 miles apart have in common? Both Grace Lutheran Church in Blaine, Washington, and Christ the King in Memphis, Tennessee, are confronting homelessness in amazing ways. Their stories are inspiring and make you want to join in with them. Hello, my name is Rahema Kavuga of Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and I'm inviting you to check out these stories and more at interesttime.org. Great things are happening coast to coast, and you can be a part of it. That's interesttime.org.
Do you know any military veterans in your church or community? Do you have a passion to support and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then Operation Barnabas is for you. Called by Christ's love, Operation Barnabas engages, empowers, and equips LCMS faith communities to provide hope, healing, and support to military-connected persons living in their community. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday, April the 9th. We need your votes for our four soundbites. Scott Walter is Black Lives Matter, a civil rights organization. Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Wheaton, what if a Lutheran abandons the historic liturgy? Soundbite number three, Dr. Nancy Almodovar on the Apostles' Creed as a defense of the Christian faith. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Arthur Just on the Easter hymn, Jesus Lives, the Victory's Won. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Let's go first to Ann in Roanoke Park, California. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well.
Good. Yeah. Okay, I'm voting for number three for Nancy. I really am, I mean, there's so much to fall back on with the Apostles' Creed. And if we can't remember anything else, we can at least remember that. And it's such a great foundation to share our faith with others if we have that as our foundation.
And thank you very much. And thanks for listening in California. In Wisconsin, Steve is on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Yes, I'm going to echo some of those comments. I will vote for number three, Dr. Nancy Almodovar, regarding using the Apostles' Creed as an apologetic tool when defending our Christian faith. I certainly can relate to her comments about getting nervous when trying to witness to my neighbors. Now I have this great tool I can fall back on in the Apostles' Creed, which I know so well. Sometimes I think we tend to overcomplicate things when it's best to just keep it simple. I look forward to reading her book and we'll share Dr. Olman Dovar's podcast with our Sunday morning Bible study, which we just completed reviewing the Apostles' Creed. So it's very good timing.
Excellent.
Thanks for the great programming this week.
Steve, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and our Twitter address at issuesetc. Elizabeth in Fairfax Station, Virginia, says she's voting for soundbite number 3 as well. I can appreciate the feeling of helplessness in summarizing what I believe when put on the spot. Nice to know that I already have it in summary form in the creed. I appreciate also that she says that we can first recite it in our brain, then speak it. I had this all the time and I didn't even know it. Now will I have the courage to speak to those who need it? Lord have mercy, says Elizabeth. Elizabeth, thank you very much. Peter says, I'm voting for soundbite number 2, Pastor Will Whedon. It was a close call between that one and soundbite number 4 since Dr. Just quote was very well stated and painted a very emotional picture, but I went with soundbite number 2. Because even though I did not respond emotionally to it, I did like number 4. It did directly change how I think about defending the liturgy to non-Lutherans, and I feel like that is the more important benefit to emphasize. Peter, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote. Hillary listens in Canada. Hillary says, Pastor Whedon, what if a Lutheran abandons a historic liturgy? Pastor Will enthusiastically proclaims that our sin is no barrier to Jesus' love, and that our Lutheran churches should be preaching that we're wretched sinners and wonderfully saved through Jesus. Pastor Will makes the gospel seem so simple and glorious. How can I not shout it in my life? Hillary, thanks for listening in Canada. Scott listens in Bryan, Texas. Scott says, this was the hardest decision of all the sound bites that I've voted for in the past. But once again, I have to vote for number 2, Will Whedon on the historic liturgy. I remember my first visit to a Lutheran church. It was too Catholic, it felt ritualistic, and I was appalled that the pastor thought he had the authority to forgive my sins. Now, I love the liturgy and understand how each part is biblical. I deeply look forward to every Sunday morning now. Scott, thanks for listening in Texas. Mark listens in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He says, happy Friday and happy Easter season. I cast my vote for Pastor Whedon's discussion of Christian liturgy. And it's direct link to the expression of doctrine and some Christians being embarrassed and wanting to get rid of them. Let's not dare part with Christ's gift of confession and the liturgy because the world, our flesh, and the devil take issue with the truth when it feels abrasive. Let us boldly, humbly hold fast to them and say with St. Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Thanks for listening in New Mexico, Mark. Carrie listens in Minnesota, voting for soundbite number 3. I think this is a great topic to teach us as a way to confess what we believe. I remember years ago when I asked a lady what she believed being a Unitarian, and what she told me was the opposite of what we believe. When I told her what I believed and used the Apostles' Creed, using the creed was perfect. This reminds me that maybe it can be used more often as the opportunity arises. Carrie, thanks for listening there in Minnesota. Roberta listens in Riverside, California. All the sound bites were worthy of winning, but Dr. Just especially touched my heart. My son could have died from the coronavirus. God used the hospital staff to help him live. Yes, Jesus' death and resurrection brought us victory. Not only are we saved because of Jesus' sacrifice, but we will see him in our flesh, as Job says. Roberta, thanks for listening in California. According to your votes this week, the winner of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number 3, Dr. Nancy Almodovar, The Apostles' Creed in Defending the Christian Faith.
Now, when unbelievers come to us, even when the kids on our cul-de-sac come to me, I get nervous because I'm presenting to them the word of life through the words of life. And so I get nervous. When we get nervous, when we're trying to defend the faith or proclaim it, we forget. And that's typical. But if we have the Apostles' Creed memorized in our mind and in our heart, the Holy Spirit can pull that up at the point we need it to be able to then disseminate what is taught in the Scriptures and what is to be believed about God the Father, about God the Son, and about God the Holy Spirit. It's like a ready-made testimony that we can give. If we end up all tongue-tied and knees knocking and hands sweating and the elephants running through our stomach, we can say the Apostles' Creed. We can recite it in our brains and then go, yes, this is the point. Yes, okay, here's an answer for why I believe that. Here's an answer to what I believe about that. And each statement, each of the three parts, enables us to stay on point. And it also helps us to keep it short. Because most people have a 20, 30 second attention span. It helps us to keep the message short and bring them the gospel. And I always tell the people on my apologetics course that I run online, five words is all you need to remember, and it's right in the middle of the Apostles' Creed. Christ died for our sins. That's all you need to remember, just those five words, and bring that out, and that's the point of defending the faith and answering their questions.
That is the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number three, Dr. Nancy Almodovar, The Apostles' Creed as a Defense of the Christian Faith. Thanks to everybody who voted. Peter gets the LPR bundle package. Send us your shirt size and your mailing address. Talkback at issuesetc.org. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider joining our monthly or annual giving program, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. When you join during the 50 days of Easter, we'll send you Pastor Will Wheaton's new children's book called They Shall Never Perish, in addition to the other membership benefits like the I Have Issues t-shirt, broadcast transcripts, books, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran church. Learn more about the Issues Etc. Reformation Club on the support donate page at issuesetc.org or send an email to lynn@issuesetc.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the allure of Eastern Orthodoxy with Pastor Will Wheaton. We'll talk with Dr. Cameron McKenzie about the Lutheran church bodies in America, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Old Testament prophet Jonah. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.